The alemtuzumab concern is predominantly the T-cell immunodeficiency. And, you know, one of the things is that American hematologists, oncologists are very familiar with neutropenic fevers. They're not as familiar with the opportunistic infections with pneumocystis, varicella zoster, the fungal infections, etc., that you see in patients that have received alemtuzumab. So it needs for you to be in contact with a pretty astute infectious disease colleague if you can't sort it out fairly quickly. It does appear that the cytomegalovirus reactivation occurs in about 20 to 25% of all patients treated with alemtuzumab. And a number of patients developed unexplained pancytopenia. And this was initially, and it's still somewhat puzzling, because the CD52 is not on the hematopoietic stem cell. So you wouldn't expect the cytopenias to occur. And whether it's just due to a T-cell immunodeficiency state without nutrition of the stem cells or exactly what is pretty much unknown. The major toxicity that you see with bendamustine is myelosuppression, so that this is a situation where most hem-onc guys in the US will be very familiar with what to do from the point of view of growth factor support, etc., coming along the way.